before we take a look at today's gospel parable with its very unusual pay scale, which is so disturbing, let's listen to what the Lord tells us through the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading. The Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." Well, since the Lord introduces this comparison, we can ask, well, just how high are the heavens above the earth? It's not a simple question to answer. We look up, we see the sun, the moon, the stars. The closest is the moon, and that's 250,000 miles away. Pretty far away. Then the sun, 93 million miles away. The stars, well, we can barely measure the distance in miles. We have to start talking about light years away. So it's enough, we don't have to know exactly all the distances, but it's enough to say that the heavens, the stars, the distant galaxies are very far away. Now, Isaiah was not thinking about light years and how far away the different galaxies are and all that sort of thing. His point, or God's point speaking through him, is that the human perspective and the divine perspective are very far apart. His thoughts are very much higher than our thoughts. His ways are very much higher than our ways. We just don't see things the way God sees things, and that's the way it is. It's good to know that. And now that we have that idea in mind, that perspective in mind, we can notice that there are two different points of view on display in today's parable. This is the parable of the workers in the vineyard, Matthew chapter 20. Matthew's the only one who has this parable. Two different views. There's the human view and the divine view. The human view, let's look at that first. That's the one that comes naturally to us, our way of being, of seeing things. And according to the human view, the different groups of workers who are all hired at different times of the day should receive different amounts of money. Of course. Equal work, equal pay. Unequal work, unequal pay. Of course, it's so obvious to us. Sure, it's nice that the group that got hired last at 5 p.m, it's nice that they got a full day's pay. That's very generous of the landowner, even though they didn't earn it. But it's not nice to treat the first workers the same and give them the same amount. The complaint of the first hired workers makes perfect sense to us according to the human way of thinking. Nagreklamo sila sa may ari ng ubasan. I love how they express it here in the gospel. On receiving their pay, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." It's not fair to treat them the same as you treat us. It's not fair. That's the human view. That's the complaint. And there's something to it, of course. There's something to it. We should not practice gross inequality in our treatment of one another. We should not cheat any of our employees. We should not favor workers who do less. According to the human point of view, sure, we have lots of things to complain about. But let's turn now to the divine view, to the thoughts and the ways that are as high above our thoughts and ways as the heavens are above the earth. First of all, this is a parable. This is the word of God. This is not about how much we should pay our workers. It's not about how much we should be paid for our work. That's not the subject, really. It's not about some workers in a vineyard someplace. It's about us. We are the workers. The vineyard is the kingdom of God. That's what it says here. This is a parable about the kingdom of heaven. So it's about the work of God in the world and our participation in that great work. And so the parable is not about our earthly pay scale. It's about how much God wants to give to anyone who's willing to serve him. The different times of day, then, are symbols of, it could be symbols of different periods of history, but let's take it as symbols of different stages of human life. One way to read this is to see that God calls people at all different ages. He keeps calling people. He keeps calling us. So if you're young, I see some children here, mga bata, what does God say to you, children, you who are in the early morning or the mid-morning of your life? He says, go into my vineyard and I will give you what is just. Go into my vineyard. What about you who are more middle-aged, maybe 40, 45 years old? What does God say to you? Go into my vineyard and I will give you what is just. What if you're a senior citizen? What if you're 75, 80 years old? What does God say to you? Go, you too, go into my vineyard. This is what the parable says. The same call is given to everybody all the time. Get to work. Get to work. Go into the vineyard. There's no such thing as being unqualified or being too late or being too old or being too young or being unworthy. There's no excuse for not working. No, God is looking for workers, and he thinks that you should be one of them. Go into the vineyard. Get to work. Sometimes people apply this parable to the situation of people who turn to God only at the very end of their life, so-called deathbed conversions after a life of sin. That does sometimes happen. Not that often, but it does sometimes happen. There's no guarantee that someone who all his life has been saying no to God, who's been saying, I will not work in your vineyard, will suddenly change his mind and turn back and say, yes, okay, I will. But it can happen, and it's very beautiful when it does. God wants everyone to serve in his vineyard, in his kingdom. But as soon as I bring up this point of someone converting at the end of his life, somebody will object, reverting to the human way of thinking, and say, well, that's not fair. That's not fair. He didn't do any work. He doesn't deserve to get paid. And that's when God opens our eyes to the way he sees things. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Listen to what he says. This is in the voice of the vineyard owner. He says, my friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? God is not a cheater. He's not shortchanging anyone. He's not withholding payment to anyone who deserves more. However, he does not base his payment on our work or on our sense of our own worthiness or what we think we deserve. We do not earn our way into heaven, and we do not earn our way into the service that we give him on earth either. It's always the result of his generosity, not our merit. That's one of the main points of this parable. It's not about what we think we deserve or what we think we should do. God is the one who calls, and God is the one who rewards, and he wants to give the reward to everybody. You too, go into the vineyard. Listen to what he says here. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? The human view is that we deserve better treatment. Life is not fair when we don't get what we expect. That's the human view. God's view is that he's free to do what he wants with his money, and he's very generous. Generous to everyone who's willing to work with him. So his question at the end here, the very end of the parable, it cuts right to the heart. Are you envious because I am generous? Well, yes, we are envious. That's the very reason why we're envious. That's the root of our envy. Not because he's generous to us, but because he's more generous to people, other people. He's more generous to that person than he is to me. And that's where envy comes from. I'm unhappy that that person has something good. When I should be happy. It's a good thing. But instead, envy turns it into a reason for sadness. And this is the problem with the natural, the human point of view. It leads to envy. And it leads to complaining. Even when we have our hands full, even when God is very generous to us, if we look at what others have, it still seems unfair to us. One of the worst places for this envy, for this false impression that God is unfair, is the social media. I'm sure you know this. Social media are the greenhouse for fostering envy in people. Why are we envious? We just look at the Facebook page of someone else, and we see how they have a very nice house, a very nice vacation, and they're happy, and their family's happy, and they're wearing nice clothes, and they're eating such good food, and we say, that person has it so much better than I do. That's what it looks like, and that's why we're envious. We're complaining. Of course, people put on their Facebook pages and on their social media only the best possible things they can put. So it's already an artificial perspective. But that's not even the main point. The main point is, why are we looking at at the good things other people have and complaining about that when we're not grateful for what we have? So don't let yourselves think like that. Don't descend and get stuck in that earthly way. What changes when we look up, when we adopt God's way of seeing? Well, first of all, we stop complaining. And we stop getting caught in envy, and we start to give thanks. Thanksgiving is the antidote to envy. Look at what God has done. Look at how generous God is to others and to me. In fact, God's generosity to others also benefits me. Thanks be to God. Even though I'm not worthy, even though I haven't worked that much, even though I'm a sinner and I don't deserve his mercy, he still gives me not only the opportunity to work in his kingdom, but he also offers me the fullness of eternal life. We don't have any excuse for envy. We don't have any excuse for complaining. It doesn't make any sense. So don't be envious just because God is very generous. Instead, go into the vineyard. You too, go into the vineyard. You too get to work. Rejoice to be chosen. Rejoice to be given a share in God's work and in his life. And give thanks to God.